Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As we return to hour number two, I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris O'Brien is our co-host. We're talking to Lewis Jarvis. We're talking about the prophecies. And the big question here is those who are looking for physical evidence, Lewis. You know, we want the physical evidence. When it's UFOs, we want the simultaneous radar and physical sightings. We want the photographs. We want the trace evidence. When it comes to prophecies, we're dealing with something that may be more difficult to prove. Or can we prove it? How do we prove these prophecies are real, especially when they talk about something that hasn't happened yet?
Well, the key player, once again, is Ray Stanford. I want the evidence, too. In fact, I would say the way to put it is we want the evidence back. It was stolen from Ray after Socorro because he made the naive but trusting mistake of taking the evidence to the Goddard Space Center, where his present wife, I believe, is still employed, the Robert Goddard Space Center there in Greenbelt, Maryland. And there's a space materials division, metallurgy and all the other things, like developing ceramics for the space shuttle. A lot of cutting edge research happens there. It's not just a communications center, although it is also the primary communications center for NASA. At any rate, Ray took the evidence there from Socorro.
Why don't you describe the evidence for people who aren't familiar with the actual Socorro case and the physical evidence that Ray was able to obtain?
Well, there's more than one category of physical evidence, including charred remains of grease bushes that have been set on fire by the first propulsion method that the craft used, which was that blue-white ionic beam that lifted it off the ground or settled it onto the ground when the craft landed. Then there was the anti-grav that it switched to after it was about 20, 25 feet up in the air, moved horizontally across the ground for quite some time. The first system ignited, and there were burn marks. So you would say, I would think, that the scientists involved, Hynek and the others there at Socorro, made very sure that they got residue, ash, et cetera, of the burned plants and maybe, vitriolic fused glass in the ground. I remember Ray writing and or talking about that there was, as like at Alamogordo, the test of the A-bomb, fused.
It was vitrified quartz. It was vitrified quartz. He still has a sample.
Yes, there was more than one kind of hard physical evidence there, but you could say the most important physical evidence, the craft that landed there, the egg-shaped vehicle that landed there, and we're talking here about a genuine close encounter the third kind, and I'll pull this in the Garabandal. Actually, we'll switch to Garabandal right now, because what happened at Socorro in April 1964 was fulfillment of what the Blessed Virgin said at Garabandal in December, just before Christmas, December of 1962. And what she said there in an apparition to the primary visionary, Conchita Gonzalez, who lives very, very quietly here in the United States, along with the other visionary who lives out in California. What the Blessed Virgin told Conchita Gonzalez, the primary visionary, and this is Garabandal, Christmas of 62, Conchita had asked Our Lady, and this was a natural question, even though she was supposedly an ignorant peasant girl, only 16, not even yet 16 years old. You know, how could the peasant girl ask this sophisticated question? But nevertheless, she did. And it was because, of course, that was the year that we sent John Glenn into orbit, and Soviets had already had Yuri Andropov up there. So there was a lot of talk about manned spaceflight. So Conchita popped into her head, are there people out there? Are there other civilizations in outer space? And the Blessed Virgin said, yes. Now, the Blessed Virgin didn't expand, though, into saying, and they're visiting the planet Earth as well. She said something along the lines of, they know the saving mission of the Christ, not Jesus, but the saving mission of the Christ. However, they're sinners like we are, and they have their faults, but nevertheless, there are civilizations out there, and they do know the saving mission of the Christ. 16 months later, one of those civilizations landed here to prove at Socorro that the Blessed Virgin had said something very significant at Garabandal. And of course, when the word flashed from the remote Cantabrian mountains where Garabandal is located, it's in the Basque region, right next to the Basque region, not too far from Bilbao. This is a very mystical region, by the way, a very mystical region going back hundreds of thousands of years. When the word flashed to the Vatican from Garabandal, from Cantabria, do you know what the Blessed Virgin just told the Conchita Gonzalez, the primary visionary? She's confirmed the existence of extraterrestrials. Well, you can ask Michael Heisman. Do you know that name?
Oh, yeah.
The author of a book or two or three on Fatima, the Third Secret of Fatima. Beware of Mr. Heisman. He's a top gun. Well, ask Paola Harris about Michael Heisman. And Pale was an insider, too, because her mentor was, of course, Monsignor Balducci. You must know all these names.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Paul Davids about these names.
I'll tell you what, we did have Paula Harris on the show, and we had a few quibbles with some of the things she was saying. I just want to make that clear so we know where we're going. But I'm still kind of unclear in your descriptions here how prophecies or discussions about E.T.'s presence in Fatima relate to Socorro. Why specifically Socorro?
Not Fatima relating to Socorro, but Fatima relating to Garabandal, and then Garabandal relating to Socorro. Because, as I say, if you just simply do the math, the amount of time between Our Lady's confirmation of extraterrestrial civilization at Garabandal was then confirmed. Not only are there ET civilizations, but in fact they're visiting the Earth. And I believe that whichever ET civilization that landed at Socorro, which, by the way, identified itself with the insignia on the side of the craft that Lonnie Zamora was told to shut up about.
Right. Yeah, well, actually, he presented a false one to the press.
Right. That's right. And Ray is totally right about that.
Okay, I know I understand that. I'm still kind of dim here about, not that it predicts the possibility of being visited by E.T., but why this specific case rather than so many others?
Oh, well, I'm not saying that there haven't been genuine landings before or after Socorro, but the physical evidence, okay, let's go to the landing at Socorro. The physical evidence that we, the American people, we, the people of the world, we want it back. Because we know you bad guys out there certainly didn't destroy the scrapings on the side of the rock that Ray scarfed up.
Right, the metal scrapings from the landing assembly, the legs as they ablated metal from the actual landing gear onto the rock. That's the most important physical evidence probably that Ray and was able to obtain. That was the metal sample that was absconded by Goddard and you know, Richard Hall and Ray Stanford for 40 years. We went back and forth about that. Still a bone of contention in Ray's mind. But again,
Ray's absolutely telling the truth that they stole it from him. And the reason they stole it from him was, as the particular Goddard engineer who called him up with a preliminary analysis said, oh, Ray, you got any more of that? You know, because this is a really interesting alloy here. In fact, a preliminary analysis says it doesn't come from the Earth. And when Ray repeated that in a dinner to a Navy captain in downtown, in the D.C. area that they went out to dinner with, the Navy captain exploded all over him and said, you know, Mr. Stanford, who the hell do you think you are? If this story is true, that guy out at Goddard had no business calling you with preliminary analysis, and I want to predict to you, you'll never hear from him again. And you know what? That's exactly what happened.
And we'll get into more of what happened soon. We have Lewis Jarvis joining us this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast, and the co-host is Chris O'Brien.
You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a sinister land of secret rites, passwords, initiations, and handshakes, where the truth remains hidden, and history is controlled by an elite group of mysterious men. Imagine, if you will, that I'm holding a book in my hands that explains this secret history, and that the name of this book is Conspiracies and Secret Societies, The Complete Dossier. Here is described centuries of dark dealing, lies, murder, mayhem, and cover-ups in the pursuit of unimaginable money and power. My name is Brad Steiger, and the stories you are about to read may have actually happened at the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Conspiracies and Secret Societies, The Complete Dossier.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. The guest is Lewis Jarvis. We're talking about this metallic evidence, possible evidence from Sicaro that we never heard from again. So basically, we're referring to the prophecies and the encounter at Fatima and using Sicaro as just one example of the sort of potential ET visitation. Is that correct?
Yeah. In the case of Sicaro, believe me, the evidence, the analysis, and the actual sample sitting somewhere in inert gas in a safety vault somewhere that you or I will never see. Remember the second Terminator movement, Judgment Day? Remember the sample of the Terminator that they had cut? They had a finger, right? And they had kept it, and they were backwards and forward engineering from the sample of the Terminator. And you remember the black engineer that was in charge of the engineering project to learn what they could from the, okay, so in terms of the sample from Sicaro, that's exactly what they're hoping. And in fact, what do we know what they've gotten from that?
So maybe there's a Warehouse 13 somewhere, just right. Like in the sci-fi TV show, and they keep all this junk, and they basically use it like a museum. They don't really research it. They just hide it. Is that it?
Well, it's not that. No, they are engineering it. Or doing their best to engineer it. We don't know what derivative benefits that they've come out of. Well, that's exactly why the naval captain was right. You'll never hear from this guy again. You have no right to. You're nobody, Mr.
Yeah, the materials division of Goddard, I'm sure, has spent quite a bit of time and dollars on attempting to ascertain if it is truly a high strange, off-planet alloy. As was described, not confirmed in any sort of report, but the aside, if it is an off-planet alloy, obviously the materials division of Goddard is going to have a field day with something of that sort, and it will be utilized and not kept on a shelf somewhere.
Exactly. So if we have electromagnetically propelled UFOs, John Jost defines them, unidentified fascist observatories, flying around with psychotronic weapons on them, God help us, as Colonel Alexander can testify, we have electromagnetic neurological capabilities that are beyond our ordinary nightmares. And we have the weapons platform to fly them around. Okay, so we have vehicles that can make 90-degree right turns at tens of thousands of miles an hour. Okay, how is it that we have materials that can stand up to that? Well, from Sicaro.
The other issue I wanted to bring up here that is implicit in that is that we evidently, based on what you're saying, have recovered alien technology and that somewhere they're examining it. And that takes us back to such cases as Roswell and other alleged UFO crashes where we might have picked up all these materials. Is that your feeling?
Well, like Nick Redfern, I don't believe in Roswell, other than being a Orson Welles-type War of the Worlds meme propaganda affair.
Do tell.
Vallée talks about the Martian conspiracy. Well, he's right. And the Martian conspiracy begins with Orson Welles' radio play, funded by the Rockefellers, by the way.
How do we know it was funded by the Rockefellers?
Oh, that's, you go to Google and you can trace that down from many different sources. Believe me, the Rockefellers funded it. But you can track that down.
This was a deliberate test then to see how we react to the news that E.T. was here?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the Martian conspirators, the over-the-horizon strategic planners at the end of the war, needed to figure out, okay, if peace breaks out, for God's sakes, how do we prevent it? How do we keep, okay, it really segues into the Iron Mountain Report of 1963. You have a meme planted at Roswell, a staged incident involving a very real UFO. It's just that it's not extraterrestrial. It's Nazi. It's a Nazi prototype vehicle worked out by von Braun and the so-called rocket team, which is a rocket team, all right, but it's also a UFO team, because indeed the Nazi team had started work on circular vehicles before the end of the war. And thank God the war ended as fast as it did, because otherwise the Nazis, well, I was going to say the Nazis would have won. They did win. The German people lost, but not the Nazis, not the SS. The Fourth Reich was born even before the Third Reich was over, and that's an easy enough concept to wrap your head around, because look at who the creators of the Third Reich were, Prescott Bush. And that group of people in 1932 from Wall Street, not just from Wall Street, you know, we're talking about British bankers. We're talking about a financial elite that grabbed Hitler and the Nazi movement and enabled them to win the 32 election, thus making Hitler chancellor in 33. So when you've got that much invested in creating the Third Reich, well, of course, you're going to save as much as the Third Reich as you can. And who's in charge of that project? Well, actually, the real MJ-12, and the real MJ-12 is not MJ-12, but the real MJ-12 is something called the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency.
Okay, so let me just interrupt here to ask, you assume then that the MJ-12 documents, so-called, they were fake?
Totally fake.
Okay.
Masterpieces, and actually not masterpieces of documentation, pseudo-documentation. Who was responsible for them? The real guy that supposedly headed up MJ-12, who did head up Joint Intelligence Objective Agency, and that's Prescott Bush's brother, Vannevar. Who's Vannevar? Vannevar was Franklin Roosevelt's science advisor. Vannevar Bush, you could say, is personally responsible for the atomic bomb. Because Vannevar Bush was Leslie Groves' boss. And then after the war, Vannevar Bush and others that had put Hitler in power by financing the Hitler movement there, they brought about the creation of the Fourth Reich. And they recruited as much of the Third Reich as they could, moved them. In fact, many of them didn't even have to move. They didn't even have to leave Europe. But a great deal of them went to Latin America, and not just Latin America, they've put all over the planet. Not the least of them being the father of genetic engineering, Mengele. And Mengele was recruited for MKUltra purposes, although the cryptonym, the name MKUltra didn't exist yet. Mengele was absolutely a part of MKUltra.
Well, and Reinhard Galen and Wernher von Braun,
yes,
and the paperclip
Galen
guys.
Yeah. We're talking about the Peenemünde team, but a lot more than the Peenemünde team. The rocket team, I don't know how many dozens or maybe a few hundred scientists involved with the rocket team, but Paperclip and Overcast, there were a few other programs under, you know, following the same recruitment tactics. They were recruiting the cream of Nazi scientists, and not just hard scientists. We're talking about psychiatrists, sociologists. After all, the SS had invented polling, opinion polling. You had all of these sociologists, psychiatrists, occult experts. The most secretive and important, actually, well-funded division of the SS was the Annenerbe.
You know, we'll have to get into that in a moment. We have Lewis Jarvis, co-host Christopher O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You are most definitely in the Paracast. As you know, the Paracast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers, for listeners of the Paracast, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One book to consider, for example, is Above Top Secret, The Worldwide UFO Cover-Up by Timothy Good. Timothy Good, as you know, has been a guest on the Paracast. Yet another book worth considering from Audible.com is Lies and Deception, UFOs and the Secret Agenda, from Timothy Good once again, and also from our old friend Nick Pope. As you know, Nick Pope has also been on the Paracast. This is another book that you're definitely going to want to check out. For this book or another free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/paracast. That's audiblepodcast.com/paracast.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
You are the therapist. You never know what's going to happen next.
You're in the PowerCast. Our co-host is Christopher O'Brien. The guest this week, Lewis Jarvis, raising all sorts of unusual possibilities. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast. Before we broke for our last break, you were telling us about all the things that were going on in this Fourth Reich. So the Fourth Reich is something that's basically active now. Is that what you're saying?
It's the New World Order.
Okay, so how do we prove this? How do we get a handle on this? Because, I mean, there are so many conspiracy theories out there. We've covered a few on the PowerCast. So how do we get a handle? How do we nail this down and prove it? Because I know the people who visit our forums are going to say, oh, we're in Wulu land here. Wulu land. We've taken off into the stratosphere. This is ridiculous. This is the kind of nonsense they hear on the Coast to Coast AM radio show. How do we prove it? How do we nail it down?
Well, first of all, Coast to Coast Radio is a CIA disinformation program. We'll start with that.
Sure, let's do that. Go ahead. How do we know it's a?
We'll throw Whitney Stryber in there too. You know, there are an awful lot of CIA disinformation people out there. There have to be. Of course, I'll have that accusation flung at me. It wouldn't be new. So let's get to the case. How do you prove a conspiracy or this particular conspiracy? First and foremost, you have to realize what conspire means. It's very simple. It's a Latin word for breathing together. Think about that. Respire, it means respiration, right? Conspire means to breathe together. You and I are breathing together right now. Everybody is in a conspiracy all the time because it simply means breathing together. Do you deny? Not you personally, but can you really deny that conspiracy is simple, you know, day-to-day reality? We all breathe together all the time.
So basically, anytime we interact with somebody else, that is a conspiracy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And so there are benevolent conspiracies and there are not so benevolent conspiracies. There are breathing togethers on this project, on that project, on every kind of project. So the next question is, do you believe that there are rich people? And the follow-up is, do you believe that they breathe and act together? Because if you don't, you're not even a babe in the woods. If you don't believe that there's a plutocratic elite that runs this show, then you're not even a babe in the woods. You're not even putty in their hands. You're just water dripping through their fingers.
What you're Tom Hartman on his radio show calls the corporatist.
Well, and do they not exist? Why don't we ask Bernanke and the Federal Reserve? You don't believe that the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 was a breathing together by J.P. Morgan and the others? You don't believe that? Then you're not even a babe in the woods. So let's just go back to the Federal Reserve. And, in fact, we have to go back to the Federal Reserve and to the plutocrats. J.P. Morgan, by the way, being the guy that stifled Tesla, as you know. Okay. I mean, why did they stifle Tesla? Why did they hound him? Why did they persecute him?
Because you can't make money off free energy.
Well, there you go. There you go. So is that not a conspiracy? Oh, sure it is. Absolutely. The rich people, same people behind the Federal Reserve, went after Tesla because this planet would have been completely different if they had not. Conspiracy is everyday fact. Everybody breathes together. The thing is, do you believe in evil? Because now you're talking about intent behind breathing together. Do people believe in
agenda
evil? Do you
breathing.
Believe people, huh?
Agenda breathing.
Yeah, agenda breathing, exactly. Do you believe in agenda breathing? Do you believe in people acting together because they are acting in their own best interest to further their clique, to further
Let's apply this. Let's apply this. What I'm hearing is you feel there's a very strong likelihood that much of what people are being programmed with in terms of, let's say, the UFO phenomenon is actually sleight of hand. It's actually very terrestrial. It's actually very well thought out. It's a long-term conditioning process, and that dovetails into all sorts of potential societal manipulation, societal control, and other things. You want to discuss that a little bit?
Well, I would say everyone in your listening audience should start with Jacques Vallée's masterpiece, Messengers of Deception. There are certain things that you have to put under your belt rather than listen to a crazy man like me go on. And once you put those things, you know, in your data banks, then there are other things that you can also, you're ready for. It's a step-by-step thing, and you have to start out with basic research, basic awareness, and hopefully it won't be just book learning before the whole process has unwound. In fact, I'll make a prediction right here and now. The people that are running this scam are about to be exposed, the UFO scam, because I'm not saying that there's not extraterrestrial contact. No, real, genuine extraterrestrial contact was proven at Socorro. What we have here, and Chris, you and I have discussed this in the past, what we have here, you have at least four different possibilities whenever you mention the word UFO, a UFO encounter or UFO phenomenon. You have at least four different things to look at. Number one, is this the real thing? Now, that's the least likely of possibilities. Is it the real thing? But yes, there's the real thing. So that's one possibility right there. Number two, is this government covert operation of some kind? Disinformation, psyops, mind control, that's another possibility. Number three, is this self-suggestion? Is this some kind of hysteria? Is this some kind of self-induced hypnotic state? Number four, is this what I call UDA, unidentified diabolical apparition, i.e. spirit phenomenon that the Native Americans can teach us so much about, that the Tibetans can teach us about, that the yogic indigenous traditions of the world can teach us about, spiritual manifestation, spiritual intervention. So you've got those four different things to contend with, all of them true. At different times and different circumstances, and all of them including the genuine extraterrestrial, but that being the least likely explanation for any.
Well, you mentioned that the people behind this sanctioned hoaxing or conspiratorial involvement in this particular phenomenal classification, you're saying they're going to be exposed. Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit more? Why do you say that?
Well, because of the prophecy of Carbondale. Because the Garabandal apparitions in this sense are not over, although you could say, formally speaking, they ended. It was the last apparition of the Blessed Virgin. And here, let me use the proper designation for what she wishes to be called. Now, Blessed Virgin is fine. Our Lady is fine. Mary, the Mother of God. But the title that she really wants to go by is Our Lady of All Nations, who once was Mary. Now, that's a designation that so freaks out Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict, that he actually obliterated, he suppressed the fact that the Blessed Virgin, or Our Lady of All Nations, who once was Mary, wishes to go by that title. So what did Our Lady of All Nations say at Garabandal? She predicted at Garabandal a three-part miracle that we will see very soon, the fulfillment of this three-part miracle. Which first, the first event, in Spanish, aviso. Aviso means, on the one hand, warning, literally means warning. It also means wake-up call, the kind that you would receive in a hotel room. The event can be, the aviso can be described, quite literally described, as a universal near-death experience to all 6.8 billion of us simultaneously, and that includes children. That's the first event, a universal near-death experience that everyone on the planet will
experience. And describe how that event is thought to how it's thought to possibly unfold in terms of what will each of these 6.8 billion people be shown?
Well, imagine yourself having like a drowning person is said to have, and this is very true, near-death experience research has established that you have a life review, that you have a life review. And it goes holographically very fast before your eyes. And it's not non-sequential, it's not linear. It's a holographic 360-degree. You see everything, like looking into Indra's net, where every node in the net is reflected in every other node. So in terms of the universal near-death experience, we all have it.
Okay, before we have the universal near-death experience explored in further detail, Lewis Jarvis joins us. Chris O'Brien is the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack, Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack, Attack of the Rockaway, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
This is the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We have Lewis Jarvis joining us this week on the Paracast. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. And when we broke, you were talking about the universal near-death experience, meaning that we all have it. Is that what you're saying?
The warning, yeah.
Yeah, the warning. And this is a wonderful event, but it's also a very severe event. And the reason that it's wonderful is two reasons. One, it will stop all fighting everywhere on the planet. Be it Iraq, be it Afghanistan, be it the impending attack on Iran, which I think is actually what's going to trigger the near-death experience. It will put an end to all fighting on the planet because in the near-death experience, you have your personal life review. And it's going to be happening to everyone in the world simultaneously. But you won't be aware of the outside world. You won't see somebody going through their personal life review because you'll be going through your own. We'll all be going through our own. So in a sense, very real sense, we back out to the external and enter into our own heart. And we see ourselves in the light of God, which is a common occurrence in near-death experience of seeing the light. In Tibet Buddhist terms, it would be called the light of the Dharmakaya, the light of God in Christian mysticism, or for that matter, Jewish Kabbalistic mysticism, the infinite light, Ein Sof R, the first Sephiroth in the tree of life in the Kabbalah. This is common knowledge in Sufi training or Sufi experience, seeing oneself in the light of God.
Now, let me ask you a fast question here, Lewis.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Is this kind of an end time sort of philosophy or prophecy?
Well, in terms of, yes, it is end times, but not in terms of what the ordinary Jew or Christian or Muslim understands as end times, because for them, they think this is the end of the world. This is the end of the fourth world of the Hopi. They remember three previous worlds, the immediate prior world being that of Noah, the world destroyed by a flood. But the Hopi remember two worlds before that. And the Hopi know that this isn't the end of the world, this is the end of the fourth world. And it'll be the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. So they conceive of the entire process as a spiral of energy beginning, three worlds prior to this one, the fourth world. It's the end of the fourth world.
Well, let me ask you also, is this like the Mayan prophecy, the alleged events in 2012, or is it just that?
Throw 12 out the window.
Okay, let's throw it out the window. Why do we throw it out the window? Why do we take 2012 and say that's just an anomaly or something,
because,
the end of a calendar, and that's it?
No. What 2012 is the end of a 52-50-year cycle, 5,250-year cycle called a Bakhtun, B-A-K-T-U-N. That it's nothing more than the end of a Bakhtun, and then a new Bakhtun begins. And there are much older, much longer, I should say, much longer cycles than mere Bakhtuns. A Bakhtun of 5,250 years is just a lower length. So what happens in 2012? Now, the interesting thing, and it is very interesting, it's a very legitimate question, is why did this Bakhtun begin, according to the Gregorian calendar, our calendar, in August 11, 3113 or 3114 BC? Why did the Mayans, how could the Mayans begin a calendar count when they didn't even exist then, according to us? And by the way, is it really the Mayan calendar? Well, now we're down to the nitty-gritty. It is not the Mayan calendar. It's not the calendar of the predecessor culture of the Mayans, the Olmec calendar. It's not the Toltec calendar. It's not the Aztec calendar. It is the calendar of the Buddha of this hemisphere, Quetzalcoatl. This is a divinely revealed calendar. This is not a human creation at all. And it's totally misleading to call it the Mayan calendar, therefore, because that has you thinking in terms of a particular indigenous group. This is a divinely revealed calendar from a deity, the Buddha of this hemisphere, the plumed serpent, the feathered serpent, whose other name, by the way, translation, Quetzalcoatl, is the precious twin. Okay.
Well, what I'm hearing, Lewis, is it sounds like if you never finished with Garabandal. We just got through the warning, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like all these prophetic traditions seem to be coming to a head pretty much simultaneously. It appears, at least to me in my research, that we have all these divergent views of the end of what you were calling the fourth world, or what the Hopi call the fourth world, and it all seems to be dovetailing together. Is that how you see it?
That's exactly right. And don't be locked into a particular day, winter solstice 2012. Everything about the end of the Bakhtun in terms of prophecy is true, but don't be locked into winter solstice 2012. We may see a whole lot more that others would think will be limited to winter solstice 2012 happening well before then, and we'll be seeing things happening after winter solstice 2012.
Oh, so the world's not going to end, and we're all not going to die?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
The question is, how gentle are we going to be on ourselves, i.e., how many are going to perish that otherwise do not have to perish? Absolutely. There's nothing inevitable about this. There's nothing inevitable about this. Anyone that argues implicitly or explicitly that this is locked in and we may as well just bend over and kiss our ass goodbye, that person is a tool of the demonic. That's black magic to convince someone of that it's too late.
And it doesn't require you saying to be a believer in a specific religion or even a non-believer or someone who's agnostic. Does it matter?
Well, I mean, the agnostic can simply look at the scientific evidence. For instance, the upper atmosphere is collapsing right now. Why is that happening? You know about the aurora that's going to happen tonight.
Hearing this show on the 22nd of August, so I don't know about the aurora that's going to be happening on August 3rd.
It's because of a major solar storm that the Earth is undergoing right now.
Right.
So I forgot about the time sequence, but yeah, I'm talking as of August the 3rd.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves in more than one sense of the word. And let's finish with Garabandal, because I think this is important to delineate out the second and third aspects.
Sure, because Garabandal is what proves that it's not all locked in. The whole point of Garabandal is to give us a breather. Garabandal is going to bring about world peace. It's certain. It's going to be given to us on a silver platter by the gods, by the devas, devis in Sanskrit, if you wish, the angels and the saints, the Buddhas. The good gods are going to give us this miracle in order for us to have a breather and step back away from the edge of the abyss and say, no, we don't have to go there. It's going to bring about planetary peace. The first part of the miracle is to show us individually where we stand. every good bad thing, every good no, excuse me, every bad, every negative, if you will, thought, word, or deed will be brought back to our memory. Every good thing that we could have done and failed to do is going to be shown to us. All the pain and injury and harm that we've caused is going to be shown to us in order that we correct, you know, our bad tendencies. And collectively, we've got an awful, and individually, we've got an awful lot. That's not a negative thing to be shown that.
Unless you're somebody really nefarious, that's going to kill
people.
Who then
gets nailed. And that is the other positive thing to this thing. It's not near-death experience for some. Oh, no, they're not coming back, and therefore it's not a near-death experience. It will kill, it will put down through heart failure, through shock, through simple fear, terror. It will terrorize people to death. Those that, you know, get shown in the magic mirror. Mirror, mirror, who's the fair, on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And the mirror responds, well, not you, and here's why. And you die of fright having seen in the mirror, that you're the devil. The devil's inside, and it's our ego, and it's all the, those things that the ego, our self-centeredness, all the damage that that leads to. So, we get this individual, okay, now let's get to the, scientific external phenomenon that's going to happen while each of us are having this individual, life review. During the few moments, nanoseconds, minutes, of this, it will seem like an eternity because we're having this, you know, we're not in this 3D time and space anymore. We're in a supernatural, you know, we're in the 11th dimension of string theory, or all 11 simultaneously. Okay. While we're in this personal, internal review, externally we will find out after the life review is over that during those moments, nanoseconds, minutes, whatever, okay, during the life review, that motors, engines, and machines in the world will have failed. All technology everywhere in the world will have failed. The day that the Earth stood still will have occurred.
Now, was the day the Earth stood still just based on this old science fiction story, or do you think that was meant to be prophetic in some way?
You know what? When the Hopi, way back in the early 50s, found out about that movie, they let it be known through different contacts. They said to people, that movie has somehow caught wind of a prophecy of ours.
I'll tell you what, we'll catch more wind of more prophecies in the third and final hour of this episode. Our guest is Lewis Jarvis. We're talking about everything from comparative prophecy to conspiracy theories. The co-host, Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.